This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
All right, here we go. Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of Action Movie Guys, episode 53, The Matrix. We're starting a brand new franchise. This time, we're starting The Matrix with Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, and I can never get Trinity's name.
Carrie Ann Moss.
There you go. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
For those of you watching on YouTube, please hit that like button. Hit those notification bells so every time we go live. And if you enjoy and want to be part of the community, please hit that subscribe button and support the channel. Now, for those of you that are listening to us on the go, please like this audio version. Hit the subscriber button and just hit that auto listen so every time new audio drops, you guys get them. And then you can listen to them in the gym or driving to work, wherever you listen to us on the go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to break this down for you guys into our box office movies numbers. And then we're going to go into some Rotten Tomatoes and then right into our movie review. So let's get right into it with our categories. They are lead, character, main villain, action scene, storyline, overall, total points. And there you have it. You guys want to join in, please leave a comment down below what you guys thought of The Matrix from 1999. But let's start it off with some box office numbers. Nate.
Okay, Matrix. This was a big success, I remember. How big? I don't know. This came out when I was 12 years old, so I did not pay attention to these sort of things. If I had to wager to guess, I think the sequels made more. I know the Reloaded made more. I'm going to say this made 1999, big hit, $182 million.
All right, so let's see if Nate is correct with those box office numbers. Well, he is wrong. Domestic, it made $171,479,930. International, it made $294,884,915 for a worldwide total of $466,364,845 on a budget of $63 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big hit. So I wasn't that far off. I was only 11 million off. Not bad. But worldwide, I mean, over $400 million on a $60 million budget. It's no wonder they made two more, and we're getting a fourth one. It is no wonder. So that sounds about right. Yeah, this is a very popular – it's like one of those films that's very popular across the board. And that's not a code for you, but we're going to get into Rotten Tomatoes scores, and this is where Alex is going to guess how this did critically and with audience scores according to Rotten Tomatoes. So, Alex, what do you think this got from the critics and from the audience?
I'll say the critics 89, and I'll give the audience like a 96.
Okay, you are remarkably close on one of these. Remarkably close. The critic score for The Matrix is an 88 percent. So you're 1% away.
Oh.
88% with the audience, actually a little lower, which I think was surprising, 85%.
Oh, now I went
so
way high.
I found that surprising, but this made a ton of money. Critics liked it. Audiences liked it. It's popular on the whole. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't even matter what the critics said about it, because you're not here to listen to them. You're here to listen to us. And we're about to tell you if this gets the seal of approval from us.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Yeah. So let's start it off with the lead character, Neo himself, Keanu Reeves. Nate.
Neo, yeah, Mr. Anderson. Neo, so listen, I love Keanu Reeves. He's great. He's great in this movie. Is Neo a great character? I don't think so. I think he's a good character. He's a good lead character. At the end of the day, there's almost no backstory about him, right? The movie starts off, he's like older, he's trying to find out, he's like a hacker, right? You never see him do any hacking, first of all. They tell you he's a hacker. Then he gets involved with Morpheus. He gets recruited, essentially, to get unplugged and all that. And we'll get into story later. And then they just dive right in with this character. You know what I mean? There is no backstory. There is no buildup. The things that usually make you very interested in a character, they're not here. It's not a detriment. I still think he's an interesting character. But Alex, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I rewatched this and I distinctly remember it more in the sequels, which we're going to get to next week. He just asks a lot of questions in this movie. Oh, he's constantly saying, why? But why?
Yeah.
Where? What is that? What is, does that make for a great lead character? No, but he's great in the action scenes. He's great in the fighting scenes. You're rooting for him. He's interesting enough. I gave him a 4 overall because you want to follow him. You want him to succeed. So they do a good job there. But he's not like an incredible lead character with like a great backstory or anything. And he's just confused the whole movie, which rightfully so. He's a surrogate for you, and you're confused for a good amount of the movie, so it makes sense. So I give him a 4.
Yeah, you know, in terms of Keanu Reeves, look, he was really good in the role. And after rewatching this movie, and you know what's crazy? I know a lot of people might even hate me or put it in the comments down below. It doesn't even matter. But I started to like dislike the movie. Like, it's weird. Not like it's weird to say. Because like when you watch it, like I watched this when it first came out in the theater, and it was like the biggest thing, you know what I mean? And you're like, holy crap, this character's awesome. And then, you know, you watch it 100,000 times. And then now that you're older, which I'm like, you know, I got older now, and you rewatch it, you're like, ugh, like, I really like this thing. And I agree with you. A lot of the questions was just like, like, to me, it didn't work as much. I was like, wow. You know, when I was younger, this movie was like awesome with Keanu Reeves, you know, and like now rewatching it, I'm just like, man, like, it didn't work for me. His kung fu was excellent. I did not care for his character much. Like, okay, cool. Like, he is the savior. Awesome. But other than that, like, it felt weird. Like, I felt like I was with the journey with him, but I wasn't attached to him. Like, you understand what I mean? Like, you're like,
I agree. Yeah.
It's just weird to say. Like, I feel like I'm with him through the journey. Like, he's holding my hand. But I feel like we're not connecting there. Like, there's something off here. And I gave him a 3.5, to be honest with you.
I know what you're saying. I think it's like what I said as far as, like, he's pretty much a surrogate for the audience more than anything. Especially in the Matrix, the original Matrix. He's there to ask questions for other people to deliver exposition as far as dialogue.
Yeah.
To explain what's going on, to tell you about what it is. He's not a super well-defined character. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, so let's get right into Mr. Smith. All right, Agent Smith. Agent Smith, main villain. Neat.
Yeah, Hugo Weaving playing Agent Smith, a very good villain. So I feel the same way about him that I feel about Neo in this movie, which is fair because they are, you know, the opposites of each other pretty much. Yeah, exactly. So I'll give him a 4 as well. I think he's formidable, obviously, in the fighting scenes. He's dangerous. You are like, this guy can win. My thing with villains in movies, if you don't know by now, we're 53, you know, episodes into this. I have to feel like they can win. And you get that from Agent Smith, in my opinion. It seems like he can defeat Neo. It seems like he is a real threat, which is great. Hugo Weaving, I mean, a great actor. Underrated, in my opinion. I know he's popular with, like, you know, a certain crowd, but overall, I think he's pretty underrated. I love his line delivery. It's very stale. And you got to remember, he's playing essentially like a computer program. So it works very well. So I like him in the role, but this is not a true character because he's not a real human person. He has no backstory. He is a computer program who has a mission. In that regard, you could compare him maybe something like a Terminator type, you know what I mean? Like, villain. He's just focused on this goal. I like him in the movie. I gave him a 4.
You know, I agree with you on everything, and it's weird. Like, rewatching it, he does play the computer very well. Like, the villain, very, very well. You don't get much. Actually, you don't get no backstories of the agents at all. I mean, no. Trinity does explain a little bit. But not to, like, where they came from and all that bologna sandwich. Like, they gave it to you a little. In terms of the fighting, I do like the fact that it was a mystery. Because I love mystery characters, right? Like, you start to play with your mind. And I liked it because it was. Like, Neo was just like, oh, who's these guys? And they're coming out of the blue. And they touch someone and he multiplied to that guy. And you're like, holy shit, this is getting crazy, right? I liked it. Agent Smith was really good. But again, it falls flat for me. Like, it's not a perfect villain. I think he gets a little bit better. And again, I'm not crazy or with the sequels, but I think they start to flush him out more towards the sequel. But with this one, he was really good, decent. I agree with you. I gave him a 4 on this as a main villain. All right, so let's get right into the action scenes of The Matrix.
So. Yeah, here's where we're going to get to, in my opinion, even still watching this for the billionth time, I don't know. we're going to get to the real meat and potatoes here, in my opinion. The action gets a full-bodied 5. This is one of those movies that, one, the action, most of it, I would say 80%, maybe 85% of what's on screen in this movie still looks really good. There are moments that look a little dated because of the technology, right? Because we've seen so much more with CG and what it can do and things like that. But at the time, in 1999, this is revolutionary stuff that they're doing with these special effects. And the hand-to-hand scenes are great. Even just the fight with Neo and Morpheus when they're training, like in the dojo and stuff like that. The first time you get the physics bending type stuff, awesome. I even love the little opening scene with Trinity, you know, and the you have no idea what's going on, and they're trying to kill this lady. I love the look of all the action scenes. The bullet time stuff was revolutionary at the time. Now is it? I wouldn't say it's corny, but it looks dated. You know what I mean? It was a very clever idea, and I love the scene where they go into the building, like the office building, that whole shootout. And they're running on the walls and the slow motion. I still think it looks amazing. This took inspiration from John Woo action films. It took inspiration from martial arts films. It took a lot of inspiration. Then it did new stuff and became a movie that inspired a lot of other movies. I feel like the same way we talked about John Wick, how that is now inspiring current action films, this movie did that for the last 20 years or so until pretty much John Wick came out, in my opinion. So I had to give it a 5. I think it's, as an action film, it's perfection in that category.
I totally agree with you. It's very revolutionary in terms of cinematic, in terms of that whole bullet time. I mean, it changed everything. I mean, everything you started to see after this movie dropped was just slow motion, to the point that I was just getting tired of the damn thing because everything was just slow motion. I agree. I think even the rooftop scene when he goes one on one with the agent and he's like, Trinity, help! And then all of a sudden he does a slow motion bullet time, and then on the helicopter to save Morpheus was a great scene. I thought that was really good. And then of course the hallway scene where you see his full potential as the one. I mean, at the time you see him as the one, but yeah, all the action scenes were delivered very well. Is it dated in the 4K? Absolutely not. I thought it in the 4K looked very well. There's nothing more you could see or nitpick in the action. I enjoyed it for what it was, and I agree with you. I gave it a 5 also because the action kicks up. It kicks up. It's not one of those like dead sci-fi movies, if you know what I mean. Like it just.
Yeah,
more talk and less action. This one is just, it gives you the best of both worlds in terms of action and storytelling at its finest.
Yeah.
Storyline.
Yeah, you kicked right into the next category. I give the story a 5 as well. You know, as a concept, it's very heady, you know, like it is not a simple action film, which I appreciate. It makes you think. It has a lot to say about a lot of things. There's religious things in this. There's sci-fi elements. It's an action film. It's a martial art. It's a little bit of everything. And I feel like it's borderline a perfect blend of all of them. I think the story is supremely interesting. To this day, this is a movie that could have been made now and it still would be relevant. You know, a world where people think they're living the regular world and they're in fact in a simulation, essentially. And we're just batteries for these machines. If you get into the backstory, I don't know if you ever seen like the Animatrix or anything like that. It's incredibly interesting. It shows like how we made the technology, we made these robots, these AI, something happens, they ended up turning on us and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's rich. There's like a lot of lore to it. I just think it's an extremely well thought out story, especially in this first film. So I gave it a 5.
In terms of, I agree with you. Storyline, I gave it a 5 because I'm not crazy about the Matrix. Like, I'm not crazy with the franchise as a whole. I mean, we are rewatching it, but I'm not crazy at the time for the Matrix. But the one thing that they do have great is the story. Yeah. The story is really good, and you're absolutely right. If it would have came out now with the technology we have now and the world that we're living in with the millennials and all this, you're spot on. It is there. And I gave it a 5. Now let's get to this overall.
Yeah. So overall, even with the 2.4s, for me, this has always been a 10 out of 10 movie. So I love it. I gave it a 5 overall. I think the only knocks on it, I wouldn't say that the character, I know we gave, you know, like Well, I gave Neo a 4. I gave Agent Smith a 4. That's fine. It doesn't knock this overall score down for me because they fit in the movie that they're in. I just, they're not the, the greatest characters I've ever seen. More, yeah. If anything, Morpheus is the most interesting character in the movie to me. So just for him alone, I'm with it. I'm with following the story and everything like that. You get a little bit of love story. You get a ton of action. You get sci-fi, like I said. And the only knock I have is, and it's a knock, but also I understand it, is the dialogue. It's very exposition heavy. But when you're making a movie like this, you kind of have to explain, you know, what's happening. Otherwise, you're going to lose everybody that's sitting there in the audience, and they're not really going to understand it. So while it hurts the character of Neo, him constantly asking questions, it kind of helps you as a viewer to understand what is happening. So I get the trade-off, in my opinion. It's fair. But yeah, I give it a 5 overall. It's always been a – I saw this in the theater when I was 12. I remember – I didn't know what was going on when I was 12. Like, I'll be honest. I knew I loved the way it looked and all the action. Story, I didn't know. When I got a little older and I rewatched it, that's when I kind of fell in love with it. So it wasn't on initial viewing or anything, but – yeah, it's a 5 for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not giving it a 5, but I'm giving it a 4.5 overall. To me, there's certain things that, I mean, I'm not a crazy fan of the movie. Like, I'm just going to be really honest with you. I gave it the score what I did because I'm being really honest on the review. But this is not, again, I haven't seen this movie in years since I brought the damn Blu-ray, the 4K. Like, I put it once, and I'm done, and then I put it again once we watched it for the review. Other than that, I don't see myself popping this thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 4.5. Look, it has great action, great storytelling for those of you that love this type of story. But yeah, I mean, let's get right into the total points. What you got?
Yeah, for me, that adds up to a 23 out of a 25. This is a great movie. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite 90s films. I wouldn't say it's in my top 10 overall, but it's probably in my top 20 like films of all time if I had to make a list. I love The Matrix. It launched, you know, the Wachowskis. Say what you will. I actually like the Wachowskis overall, like as filmmakers. We'll get into, we're not reviewing all their stuff, but yeah. I pretty much like almost everything they've done. For me, it works. I like their style. I like a lot of their ideas and themes. It is what it is. But yeah, it's a 23 out of 25.
Yeah, for me, it's a 22 out of a 25. 3.5, 4, 5, 5, 4.5. So yeah, it's a 22. Again, you're right. It launched a lot of careers. It even brought back Keanu Reeves because he was not around as much. No. And it made a lot of people
this
famous.
Put him in the A list. This movie put him in the A. If you look at what he did from like Point Break up till here, like, he was in stuff. And people knew him. But this put him into the stratosphere, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. All right, Nate, what you got for us?
Yeah, so that is The Matrix, a movie I love. I'm glad we were able to review it finally. Next week, next episode, you're going to hear Death Race, continuing our Jason Statham month. And then next week, we will be, of course, reviewing The Matrix Reloaded, which I'm interested to hear Alex's take on it. And I haven't watched it in full in a while, so I'm actually really looking to check that one out. So that's what we're going to be doing in the next couple episodes.
And what's the next Jason Statham? We're doing another Statham movie?
Yeah, after that is Hobbs and Shaw. And then that will wrap up our Jason Statham movies.
All right. So there you have it, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friend called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Levels of Geeks, you can go to www.levelsofgeeks.com for anything new that's coming out on the show or what's coming out. All nice stuff. Screw that one up. Anything Levels of Geeks, you can catch us on the website at www.levelsofgeeks.com. That's our central hub. Anything from merch to all our content nicely jammed for you guys in that one website. Mm-hmm. And of course, on the social media platforms, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Levels of Geeks on all social media platforms except for TikTok and Facebook. Until then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.